The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Because we got plenty left on today's First Take, including Shaq Live in just a bit. If you miss it, it's your loss, I promise you. And later this show, does one of our guys think that the Packers are going to lose to the Lions on Monday Night Football? Yeah, you heard that right.
Oh, Lord. Who's that?
Jalen Hurts reminding folks he can put the hurt on your squad. Just gassed Atlanta to the tune of 32-6 on the road, stepping in to his starting role in Philly and showing out 27 of 35, 264 yards and 3 TDs. Marcus Spears. Have the Eagles found their franchise quarterback?
Absolutely. And I thought they found him last year. Listen, last year was an anomaly. They were trying to piecemeal stuff together. Obviously, we know Doug Peterson was dealing with the Carson Wentz situation, also while trying to get Jalen Hurts ready. But more importantly, when I look at this game, and it was the Eagles. The Falcons defense is not really good. The Eagles team is better than I thought they would be as well, based on this first week performance. But Jalen Hurts is in this wheelhouse. Like, when you watch the Philadelphia Eagles run offense with Sirianni, the head coach, and we all had questions about what this guy would be when we actually got to the season, Jalen Hurts is absolutely comfortable with the offense that he's running because he ran it at Oklahoma. He did a lot of the things that you saw. So at Oklahoma, it was good enough to sit there at the Heisman Trophy ceremony. It was good enough to be in the college football playoff. And everybody can miss me with this. Well, this is the NFL now. College is infiltrated the NFL, especially with quarterbacks, when you can put them in familiar situations. What we saw Jalen Hurts do this past weekend is what we'll see a lot of Jalen Hurts do throughout the course of this season, because he has a coach that understands what he does well. Just like we talked about with Carson Wentz reconnecting with Frank Reich, and all of those things were supposed to turn into Carson Wentz being resurrected and being the quarterback that we all thought. Why don't we give Jalen Hurts the same grace and say, well, he's in a system now that's conducive to him having success. We've seen that success. We understand what he is from an athletic standpoint. And you see the numbers there, 264, 3 touchdowns. But more importantly, how Jalen Hurts runs this football team. Last year, it was guys talking about his leadership, his ability to get into that huddle, and everybody believed that they have a chance to win the game. There's a lot that goes into being a starting quarterback. He has the talent. He has the things that you need. He seems to have a coach that can put him in a position to be successful, and he has the pulse of this football team. Yeah, they found their quarterback.
I'm not sold yet. I'm not saying that he can't be. I'm not saying that he won't be. I'm saying that I'm not sold yet. The guy completed 52% of his passes last year, okay? He didn't have a great record last year. He starts off this year, and obviously I'm going to give him props for how he looked. I'm also going to give him props for how he won at Alabama, omitting that national championship game performance that led to him getting benched and ultimately led to us discovering Tua Tagovailoa. But the point is that outside of that, he won at Alabama, he won at Oklahoma, but we also saw him in college struggle to throw with accuracy. And that's a big deal for me when it comes to the quarterback position, Marcus. And Molly, you know that about me. Mm-hmm. I'm fixated on that from the quarterback spot. You know I think that Lamar Jackson is a superstar and a stud. But I still question his ability to throw the ball accurately on a consistent basis. That's what I'm looking for. The same position I took with Cam Newton, consistency. The same thing I took with Ryan Fitzpatrick, consistency. Those are the kind of things that I'm looking at. And until I see that, I'm never sold on a quarterback. I take them on a year-to-year basis because the accuracy is something that I can depend on. That's not going to leave me. When you're struggling to be accurate, Marcus, that's where I have a bit of trepidation. Now we get to also, what's my other big point that I religiously make, Swagoo? Competition.
Competition.
Has anybody taken a moment to when are we going to acknowledge that Atlanta is awful, they're clearly in rebuilding mode, and Matt Ryan might need to go? We see his numbers, right? And we know he's been around a long time.
It's stale.
But it's still, we look at him, They haven't recovered since their Super Bowl loss to New England 4 years ago. I mean, they were up 28-3. They lost a 25-point lead.
Yeah. Yep.
And they have gone this way ever since. They lost, you know, they made it to the playoffs the next year, but they lost. And then after that, they didn't make the playoffs. And then you see Quinn is out as the head coach. And now Julio Jones is gone, okay? You just look at them right now. They got Kyle Pitts. They got Calvin Ridley. We know those brothers can ball. But I'm talking collectively, whether it's due to injuries, whether it's due to change in coaches, the change in things format, you know, schematically and things of that nature, something is missing from the Atlanta Falcons. It's so bad in Atlanta that T.I. came on First Take and was like, I'd give Matt Ryan away. I mean, for a box of cookies, for crying out loud. That's how disgusted they are with this team. And we're not saying that Matt Ryan can't play. What we're saying is something is missing so flagrantly that this team is on a downward slope. And as a result of that, I got to pay attention to that when I look at Jalen Hurts performing this way. Because what's going to happen when you go against stiffer competition? We'll find out. I believe in them, but we'll find out.
Yeah, I'll just wrap this up by saying this. In the preseason, we talked about Washington, Cowboys, Giants. Some people said maybe they could do something. Philly wasn't even in the conversation. Philly now back in the conversation.
They ended.
And the Giants are out.
Yeah.
And odds makers have noticed. That's after 1 week, though.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, SA Steelers pulled off the upset in Buffalo with the black and yellow special teams coming up big. The defense holding Josh Allen and the Bills to just two field goals in the second half. Marcus Spears, where do the Steelers rank in the AFC?
In the AFC to me?
Yes, sir.
And behind
No, we didn't. Hold on, Marcus, start over. We didn't hear you for like the first 10 seconds.
I'm sorry.
They're fourth in the AFC. I got Kansas City. I got Cleveland. I got Buffalo. I got the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yep. And
oh
I have
my
the Los Angeles
God.
Chargers.
Oh, please.
Is that Cleveland and that two in your division?
I know. But if I can get to my points, we can have a discussion, Stephen A. Smith. Listen, this is one of the things for me when I watched that game, I felt like the Bills cost them more than the Pittsburgh Steelers beat them. And we can look at games in context, and we can, you know, I didn't think the Steelers were a better football team. I think they made timely plays at the end of the game, and the Buffalo Bills missed those opportunities that were there early in the game to make this a different outcome. So when I look at the two teams and I think about how the Pittsburgh Steelers looked from an offensive standpoint, which I was hoping they looked tremendously better, you don't play, they are playing with fire, thinking that they're gonna win games. games like they won that game against the Buffalo Bills. I don't believe the Buffalo Bills is going to score 16 points or less for the remainder of the season. I think this was an anomaly for the Buffalo Bills. I also think that the Bills missed some opportunities to put the ball in the end zone two or three more times throughout this game. So that is my ranking. I don't think the Steelers are a bad football team. I think the Steelers are a playoff football team. But when I watched that game and I dissected it for the second time, the Buffalo Bills cost themselves more than the Pittsburgh Steelers beating them.
You know, if I had, you know, if I could, you know, I would take one of them big suits and I'd put it on and I'd put myself in a beard. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I'd be brave enough to shave my head bald. And then I would all in an effort. I feel you on that. I'm considering it. Here's the deal. It's amazing to me. I would be like to imitate Marcus Fisk.
Yeah.
They won the damn game. That's what you would say. They won the damn game. Ain't that what the Steelers did? I mean, you got to be kidding me. So the Buffalo Bills show up after Josh Allen, who I like a lot, by the way. I really like that kid. Signs a six-year, $258 million deal, okay? You got Devin Singletary back there running the football. I like Devin Singletary, right? Still got Stephon Diggs. Last time I checked, got Cole Beasley there, don't you? You got Emmanuel Sanders there, who Josh Allen missed wide open, and we know that probably wouldn't happen again. Okay, they lost the damn game. They gave up 17 points in the fourth quarter. The Steelers' defense, which is real, which is not a fluke, they showed up. Okay, they neutralized Buffalo's offense, all right? And they made a special teams. I'm going like this. So I saw Mike Tomlin give a speech yesterday talking to the press where he's like, yo, man, we ain't resting on our laurels. I mean, then we got to take this in. We got to play better. I don't expect the Steelers' offense to be like this again. I recall Chase Claypool being there. I recall Juju Smith-Schuster being there. I recall Eric Ebron and Deontay Johnson and James Washington being up in the mix with Big Ben Roethlisberger. I might have some questions about the offensive line. They're unknown. Whole offensive line is unknown. I give you that. But everything else on the Steelers is bona fide. Mm. So with you admitting they are a playoff team, plus, they already beat the Buffalo Bills. I'm sitting there like, really? We gonna sit up there and say with a straight face that Buffalo should be ranked higher than the Steelers? What? Why? Like, you lost your mind?
Yeah. Molly, I got him. Yeah. I got him, Molly.
What?
I got him. Stephen A., who you think better out of the Green Bay Packers and the Saints?
Well, right now, man, I never said the Saints were bad. I mean, I look at the Saints in that defense,
I'm not dismissing them. Who do you think is the better team out of the Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints?
I think the Saints are better.
Oh, really? I don't need to say nothing.
He can't say he's wrong, but he said the Saints are better. I feel like I should do a lap around his desk right now, but I don't know the COVID protocol. I don't know if I can go near anybody.
Hold on, Molly. Okay, let me explain. Hey, Marcus. I'm glad you asked. Let me give you my answer, okay?
Don't walk it back.
I'm not walking it back. The Saints, I believe, got a better coach and better all-around personnel. It's just that Green Bay got a quarterback that I think makes up for it. That's where I'm at.
All right.
That's where I'm at.
He don't believe it.
You know who he's not mentioning anymore? Those New England Patriots. Fell off real quick.
Yeah, they were fine.
They were on one of your lists. They're out of your AFC picture.
No, he picked Buffalo. I'm saying I still believe in New England. Okay. You got to remember, and the question I answered about New England, it was the sleeper.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
No. We had top five teams to go to the Super Bowl. They were five.
And I picked the New England Patriots as my sleeper. I got them possibly winning the division. I got them winning the division.
Okay.
That's where I'm at with it.
Okay.
That ain't got nothing to do with this conversation. Okay.
I shouldn't have even distracted us. Let's just go back to the main point that you think the Saints are better than the Green Bay Packers. And let's just leave it there.
But defensively, hold on.
No. Pure
don't believe that.
He just fought me tooth and nail
about no concern for Aaron Rodgers, right. And this is a Super Bowl team.
Guess what, Marcus?
You ain't Aaron Rodgers is a different subject than the Green Bay Packers.
Marcus, you're the best.
That's what it is.
You've got NFL Live, other things to get ready for.
The better team who we think can lose. That's the point, Stephen A.
I got you.
I'm so proud of you, Stephen A.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take pod. Have a fabulous day.
Welcome back to First Take. On the line right now, the Diesel himself, the four-time NBA champion, the Hall of Famer, the one and only Shaquille O'Neal. What's going on, big fella? How you doing?
I'm upset with you.
Upset with me? What'd I do? What'd I do?
But I want to see you FaceTime because I got my boy Tex Johnson here with me, and we got something to tell you about them Cowboys.
Oh, please. There you go with that again. So you're going to come on the show, and you're going to get on my nerves by bringing up the Cowboys. That's what you're going to do?
Stay off my Cowboys. I'm telling you right now.
Your Cowboys.
Hold on, Tex. Hey, boy, didn't I tell you last time? Stay up and down.
That's still you. I mean, my goodness, have you not learned to develop a different voice? I mean, you're ridiculous, man. You're ridiculous. Hey, listen. Before I get into some basketball questions for you, listen, this is HBCU Wednesdays. Every Wednesday we highlight and profile an HBCU school. And I want to ask you, because I know you got a daughter and a son attending an HBCU, Shaquille Amira. Could you talk about that for a second, my man?
Yes, they wanted to attend the HBCU. I think they're like some of the first people in our family to attend the HBCU. I'm very proud of them. You know, for me, it ain't about basketball, it ain't about sports, it's just about education. You know, Texas Southern, a lot of great people graduate from Texas Southern. I'm proud of my children, I love my children, and I'm happy for them.
Shaquille O'Neal, I mean, I'm sorry that we can't see your face right now because I wanted to see you just like you wanted to see me. Some technical difficulties. We'll work that out another time. But let me ask you some NBA questions because obviously last week, you know, you spoke adamantly about Ben Simmons because he clearly wants out of Philadelphia. He's not expected to show up to training camp. As you've reflected on some of the things that you said over the last few weeks about Ben Simmons wanting out of Philadelphia, where do you stand right now when it comes to him?
I said what I said, period, point blank, and I stand by what I said. And again, listen, I'm not a guy that was riding the bus. I was driving the bus. This is how I talk to all my players, and I care about Ben. I love Ben, and, you know, I don't know what type of people he got in his camp, but somebody need to keep it real with him. Work on your game. Work on a little 15-foot. Listen, everything else he does is really good. Great, elite defender. Get to the hole, post up guard, all that stuff. But gonna have to work on that other stuff, brother.
So, with that being said, do you believe that the Philadelphia 76ers should move him, or do you believe with 4 years left on this contract, to hell with what he feels, he should stay in Philadelphia, and that's the mentality the Sixers should have?
I don't believe he can handle that funk in Philadelphia. Philadelphia, Boston, L.A., those you know, those hard-working towns, listen, the process is over. It might be good for his mentors to go somewhere else to start. Because you know how it is in Philly. Like, they don't care about them 18 points. They care about, you know, working hard, playing hard, getting better every year. He's been doing the same thing for the last 4 or 5 years. I think the process is over. So I think for his mentors, for the, you know, Philly, the city of Philly, Philadelphia, their mentors, time to do something else. And he clearly said he didn't want to be there. So, but does anybody want him?
Mm. What do you mean, does anybody want him? I mean, I know he can't shoot. If he shoots 70, 75% from the free throw line, he could average 25 a game. And he's clearly one of the elite defenders in the game.
I'm asking you, does anybody want him? I'm not making a statement. I'm asking you because you're, you know, more, you know, more into this stuff than I am, because I'm still on vacation, brother.
Let me transition. Yesterday, I had Carmelo Anthony on First Take. Obviously, he's got his new memoir out. He's got a new book out. Congrats to him. But we were talking about the Lakers and how old they were. And he was like, we built for the playoffs. We'll be ready. We're incredibly confident with what we bring to the table. And it's championship or bust for us. That's how it has to be. Is it championship or bust for the Los Angeles Lakers this upcoming season?
The great Carmelo Anthony was absolutely correct. I have no rebuttal. I have nothing to say. He's absolutely correct. You know, a lot of people always talk about age, but when you show me a young team that's dominated, listen, young teams always make noise, but when they get to the playoffs, what do you always say? Oh, they don't have enough experience. When it comes to the most experience, the Brooklyn Nets and the Lakers have the most experience when it comes to age. I'm not worried about all that young talk. Listen, the game is different now anyway. Everybody's just picking and popping anyway, so you know, whoever plays the hardest is, you know, the team that's, you know, going to make it. If both teams stay healthy, I would like to see those teams in the finals. But I like Carmelo. He was raised by us. Westbrook was raised by us. LeBron was raised by us. So, you know, when they get angry, they play very well. So now they're angry. Everybody's doubting them. They built this little super team. Carmelo Anthony is correct. It's championship or bust.
Well, with Klay Thompson coming back, the Warriors are not young spring chickens. They've got some championship experience. Kawhi Leonard's a champion. He's in L.A. with the Clippers, with Paul George and those boys. What about them?
Don't bring up the Clippers. Do not do that.
Why not?
No, sir. What do you mean, why not? Don't do it. Don't do it. What?
Anyway, why can't I bring up the Clippers?
Golden State, yes, you can bring them up. My favorite player, Steph Curry. Klay is coming back. My main man, Draymond, the young fella, you know, they got some interesting pieces. The way they play, the way they move the ball, that fast-paced game, if they can get it rolling like they used to get it rolling, they're definitely going to be a problem. Listen, don't talk about teams that ain't make it yet.
Okay, fair enough. That's why you told me don't mention the Clippers. Let me transition to the Eastern Conference. Do you see anybody standing in the way of the Brooklyn Nets getting to the NBA Finals this year? Anybody?
Of course. Ooh. The champion. Come on, man. The Milwaukee. Let me tell you something. Don't disrespect the champ because, you know, all these teams got all these big name players. Get a champ his due. He did it the right way. He did it the respectful way. I'm going to give that man all the respect until they beat him. The new Superman is going to be a problem in the East, period. I said it.
Well,
hold on. In the words of my boy Big Perk, carry the hell on.
Listen, you got Milwaukee. Miami acquired Kyle Lowry and P.J. Tucker from Milwaukee. They got P.J. Tucker from Milwaukee, okay? So they're joining Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo on those boys. Miami is a threat. Philly is still there. The Atlanta Hawks were in the conference finals. You don't give it – I mean, what about those guys?
Those guys will make noise, especially Miami. You know the culture that Pat Riley set 10, 15 years ago. Eric Spoelstra is still one of the most elite coaches in the league. They're going to make some noise if healthy. But I'm not going to disrespect the champ. I like Milwaukee. I like Brooklyn. Those two are going to battle it out again. 6-7 game series and made the best team win. Again, in a perfect situation, myself, including with you and Miss Molly. Hello, Miss Molly. How are you?
Hey, how we doing?
Good. We probably would like to see the Brooklyn Nets versus the L.A. Lakers in the finals.
Mm. And who's the number one threat to the Lakers in the West?
Utah?
Yeah,
you heard us.
Utah with Donovan Mitchell. They got Donovan Mitchell. What else?
Oh, hey, I'm going to be so hard on Rudy this year, Rudy coming with a vengeance.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, Rudy coming this year.
Okay, before I let you go, man, you know, listen, Shaq and the Fool. We know how hilarious that is, Shaq and the Fool. I want to know who's your top candidate to win the MVP for the Shaq and the Fool Award this year. Who's the number one guy on your list? Who's that dude?
Is Otto Porter still in the league?
I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even know. Now, that might have been the funniest of all time when he stood there frozen on the wing as a guy he was defending ran all the way in the opposite end of the court. That was hilarious. I ain't seen anything since.
Wait, I forgot. Chicago Bulls going to make some noise, too. I forgot.
With Lonzo
making
Ball?
Making a lot of noise.
DeMar DeRozan?
Making a lot of noise, finally, yes.
Wait a minute.
Chicago Bulls going to make some noise.
Wait a minute. You didn't mention my Knicks. They got Evan Fournier and Kemba Walker.
There we go.
You didn't mention my Knicks.
Just like you did when the Cowboys lose, that's what I do when you talk about the Knicks.
I got to go. I'm talking to you later. And by the way, I got your cereal. Your cereal with the cinnamon basketball cereal that you got. I got that too, okay?
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Love you. All right, Miss Molly. Thank you.
Bye. Good to talk to you.
Laughing at me. Wasn't that cruel?
I mean, it was kind of funny. That cereal is delicious. With a little oat milk, it's fantastic. Good stuff. All right.
He's laughing about my Knicks. I don't appreciate it.
Okay, don't be sensitive. Now we got to go from the Big Diesel to the Dieselers. Before you give us your list, please tell me what's a Dieseler, Bart Scott?
A Dieseler? Well, that sounds very corny.
Well, a Dieseler, right, is a diesel engine is really what's in a bus, right? And a lot of things that I heard this week disturbed me, Stephen A. A lot of guys throwing their teammates over the bus. But before you hear the bus and before you see the bus, you got to smell the bus, right?
Oh, Lord.
I smell diesel fuel. And the first place I smell diesel fuel, number four on my list, Dave Gettleman. Dave Gettleman, you've been here. You haven't won an opening game since you've been here. You said you love hog molly. You don't got a hog. You don't got a molly. Well, you know what you got? You got impersonators. You got turkey bacon. You got impossible meat. You don't got no hog molly. And Saquon Barkley, you told me he was generational. Well, he looked like a mere mortal week one because Christian McCaffrey, yes, Stephen A., that bad man looked like Christian McCaffrey. Dave Gettleman, you're on the hot seat. You're number four on my Diesel list.
Mm.
Number three, Stephen A.
Give it to me.
Number three.
I'm listening.
Like this man, first of all, Urban Meyer, right? Meyer hired Chris Doyle under a lot of controversy. Then the Stark Circus came to town when he brought in Tim Tebow. You know who got fined $100,000 for off-season conditioning? Yeah, that would be Urban Meyer. He had one job, Steven, one job only, not to embarrass the organization. Not only did he embarrass the organization, they're the laughing stock. And I tell you what, we know how Urban Meyer gets. He gets tired. He gets fatigued. Guess what just happened? USC, coaching opening. Urban Meyer might give them the gas face. He might be Audi 2000 and go out to UFC. So right now, Urban Meyer, he's number three on the Diesler list.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this one's special for me, right? This is player-on-player crime, right? You're talking stuff to a Hall of Famer. Mike Vrabel got all mad at Crentores. Y'all call him Crentores. That's what his grandma called him when he get in trouble. Julio Jones was thrown at the air like Trey or Boys in the Hood, man. He got a penalty, and Vrabel went all at him. How can you go at a Hall of Famer? A guy that just got there. A guy is a guy that you have to buy in to be able to be a Super Bowl contender. Vrabel's got a lot of trouble down there. He got to get Julio back on the boat and towing the line the right way. And number one, I've been waiting for this one, man. A-Ron went all Tropic Thunder this week, man. Listen, we know that this is a marriage headed to divorce, but man, are you going to burn the house down too, A-Ron? First, he threw his offensive line under the bus saying, hey, I threw two picks, but let me tell you, so I had people at my feet. I got hit in my jewels. He's looking like Steven Seagal walking around like Tom to kill. He need to kill all this stuff he's talking about, Steven. They almost went full there, right? He went, A-Ron this week went full Roscoe Jenkins, man. He threw the offensive line under the bus. He threw his head coach under the bus saying, hey, it ain't my fault. I confess he did. He pointed all fingers, no thumbs. He went Roscoe Jenkins, you talk about. He said, hey, they're in cover two. What are you supposed to do in cover two? You're supposed to run the ball. Maybe he's right, but you keep that in-house, man. This is the first of many Bart's Diesel lists. I smell diesel fuel. Don't back that bus up on me right now, Stephen A.
Number one, your sneakers are distracting me. But I'm going to focus anyway.
Yeah, just that flag right
anyway.
Here, man.
I'm going to focus anyway. You threw me off with that. Let's go down the list, okay? First of all, we'll get him in. I'm not trying to come to his defense or anything like that. But we all know the big problem with the New York Giants is Daniel Jones. Now,
who picked Daniel Jones?
I understand that. That was Gettleman. But in the same breath, it could have been somebody else out of Ohio State, like a Dwayne Haskins. That might have been worse, some people would say.
But he was sucking for a duck.
I understand that. We can't knock him. You don't expect a man to commit 40 turnovers, 18 fumbles in 2 years. I mean, damn. That's Daniel Jones more so than Gettleman. This Urban Meyer, now this is blasphemous. I would remind you, this is an 85% winner of his game.
Where?
The game
where?
For his coach. Wait a minute. 90% at Ohio State, 90% at Utah, okay? 81% at Florida, three-time national champion. Don't be disrespectful.
Okay, what's his NFL record?
Now, he's the head coach of Jacksonville. I understand you might have started off a little bit rusty, but you did draft Trevor Lawrence. We all know that you got to build a roster on him, and we can trust Urban Meyer to evaluate talent and do that. And you're right, though.
The man that brought in Tim Tebow,
wait a minute. And Tim Tebow was gone. All right, we understand that. Gave him an opportunity. You understand? Fan base down there in Jacksonville, near Florida, Gator Nation. That's okay. What he was
okay.
doing.
Okay.
Business decision. We understand how that goes. We can't completely fault him for that. Not to mention the fact that, again, we'll see what Jacksonville. Remember, he inherited a 1-15 team. Y'all always told me.
They lost to the Texans.
Rome wasn't built overnight. Okay, and Tyrod Taylor, he is a serviceable quarterback. He ain't Deshaun Watson or nothing like that, but he's a serviceable quarterback.
Okay.
He's been around. Mike Vrabel. I can't knock Mike Vrabel for doing what he did. Clearly, Julio Jones, six consecutive seasons, minimum of 1,394 yards. Big time, we get all of that. But in the same breath was hurt last year. You know this better than me because you do your homework. You know the NFL inside and out. You know what they've been saying about Julio Jones down there. Don't want to really practice. Ain't putting in the time and work necessary. I don't know the brother. I love Julio Jones. I'm just saying what they say about him.
Yeah.
There's that word that's been out there about him. So he goes to Tennessee. Let's give Vrabel credit for this. There's no way on earth that he will go off like that just because the brother got himself a 15-yard penalty. Nah. Mm-hmm. You know there's some backdrop information out there about what's going on since Julio Jones arrived in Tennessee. There's no way that Mike Vrabel, a champion in his own right, would look at a guy like Julio Jones, who you acquired in the offseason, and call him out after game one of the season because of one stupid penalty. No, he wouldn't do that.
Okay.
There's some back information out there that's been going on.
Okay. What about Roscoe Jenkins?
First of all, Roscoe Jenkins was a beautiful movie. Welcome home, Roscoe Jenkins. You understand what I'm saying?
Team
my girl Monique and her fabulous self, the great Martin Lawrence, my man Mike Epps in the house and the whole nine, all of that stuff. Love the movie, okay? Gotta give credit where credit is due. But in the end, Aaron Rodgers, that bad man that he is, subjected to the nonsensical stuff that he's been exposed to. A coach that don't know as much as he should. A GM that thinks he knows every damn thing. An organization that isn't giving him the respect and the deference he deserves. I understand he went out and wet the bed after game one. But that's what frustration and misery will do to you sometimes, Bart Scott. He'll make up for it in the days to come, the weeks to come. But right now, he's just going through some things. He's Aaron Rodgers. We can give him a pass for now. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'll come over. We only got a couple seconds left. Packers losing to Detroit? Monday Night Football?
Could be. Goff looked good. Goff threw for over 300 yards. I know it's a division foe, but right now, something going on in Green Bay.
you think the
Lions... Something like what?
You think the Lions going to beat Green Bay back?
I think it's some infighting, right? And everybody's not buying in. Check that defensive coordinator out. They look bad.
They do look bad. And why is that defensive coordinator there? What did Matt LaFleur bring him there for? I mean, my God, Joe Barry didn't do nothing to Detroit or Washington, and you going to bring him there in favor of Mike Penn? That's a problem. And by the way,
we'll do it again tomorrow, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a fabulous day. Back at it tomorrow morning.
You need a new name. This name is
so critical. Can you let people live?
Season.